Prime Minister Dr. Rav Gonsalves says 69 emergency shelters have been closed across St. Vincent and the Grenadines 5 months after the explosive eruption of Lasso Fraire volcano on April the 9th. In his latest update on NBC Radio this morning, the Prime Minister said several families remain in 18 shelters, 12 of which are schools.
They have all told in this number 380 or thereabouts, 80-something households. But the 12 schools which are still opened are Bible Methodist, Calico Anglican, Canaan Government, J.P. Eustace Memorial, Evesham Methodist, Fair Hall Primary, Gome Methodist, Kingston Government, Lowman's Windward Anglican, Maroqua Government, Newgrounds Primary, and North Union Secondary. Among the bigger ones are Calico Anglican, where they have 38 persons in that shelter still. Then they have Fair Hall Primary has 21, Kingston Government has 24, Maroqua Government has 31. We're hoping that by Wednesday we can move out of Maroqua. Between now and Friday, we'll probably move out of Maroqua Government.
The Prime Minister also provided an update on the rental assistance project.
Two shelters have been closed with the implementation of the rental assistance project in collaboration with Red Cross. A third shelter is targeted for closure, and this one is the Maroqua Government School. 18 additional landlords have registered and they're being processed. However, there are challenges to implement based on availability or willingness or willing landlords. And this increases the risk of low rates of shelter closures. But I'm asking if we can't, where we have moved out of some guest houses, whether we can't put some persons, you know, temporarily while we, those persons who don't have their homes now, and while we're repairing, a kind of a temporary stopgap now, because we need to get the schools, repaired.
And according to Prime Minister Gonzalez, the housing repair and housing construction programs are ongoing.
The 27 houses which they're being built at Orange Hill right now, and it was reported to me at the NEMO Emergency Management Council meeting, which I chair on Monday afternoon, that another 30-odd, 40 houses will be starting very shortly within the Orange Hill area. All of this work is going on, while at the same time, we have to be addressing other issues in the rehabilitation process, like completing cleaning up, making sure that electricity is being reconnected, do some work with the electricals in some cases, and water. And Vinlec and the CWSA have been doing a good job, and I think everybody recognizes that.
Prime Minister Dr. Rav Gonsalves. I'm Yolande Richards with today's Lasso Fraire Volcano Update.